106 in the red book. Let's sing it. He wins. 106 in the hardcover.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, that you were delivered for our offenses and you were raised for our justification. And now you ever live to make intercession for us, seated at the right hand of the Father. And Lord, we thank you that tonight that we can have this confidence that Jesus is making intercession for us. That he shows his wounded hands and claims us as his own. And Lord, we thank you that we belong to you, that we can know that, and that we can enjoy the blessing of that relationship. Lord, have your way tonight in this meeting, we pray. We're your children, you're our Heavenly Father. And we pray that you will come to us. We're hungry for you, Lord. We're hungry for your touch, for your word, for your glory to be revealed among us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless all over the camp tonight. Father, these last few days when the children will be with us down in the cottage and village for this period, Lord, we pray that every moment will count. Lord, give us a faith that will believe you to get your full, perfect will done at this time. Jesus, don't let us be satisfied with that which you have wrought, as wonderful as it is. But Lord, we're still here, and you're still working, and we want to believe you for all that you want to minister. God, we pray. You've heard the prayers that we've offered. In these days, Lord, we're expecting an abundant answer. Take our prayers, apply them as you see they need to be applied, Lord. Accomplish what you desire to. Glorify yourself. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They've been interesting days, haven't they? Weather-wise and God's working-wise as well. And so, I'm so glad to be here. I'm sure you are too. And we're expecting God to do wonderful things yet. Praise God. So let's keep our hearts open wide and our cups upright and let Jesus finish up that which he's had in mind in our being here at this time. Praise God. And then he has work to do when we get back home. There are other ways in which he'll come to us and other people that he'll use to bless us. And he has his people everywhere, and he's working all the time. And so we just want to acknowledge that, and that's how we enjoy the benefit of that. Praise God. I was thinking about desire. You know, it's good to pray, God, give me a desire for Jesus. Give me a desire for the things of God. Really cause me to long after you. When we read in the Psalms, David had desire like that. There were others, Moses, that really desired to know the Lord in his fullness. I was telling how years ago, when I guess I was a teenager, came to Pilgrim Camp with my parents. I guess they looked at me and my brother, so we'd better get up to camp real quick. Maybe the Lord will do something for them. Anyway, the Lord did. And I remember being in the meetings at camp, and they were strange to me, like maybe they are to some of you when you first came up. But I tried to enter into worship and listen to what God was doing and saying. I was so impressed with the way the Lord put the meetings together. I like the way someone would give a testimony, and then there would be a song that would be sung that would just confirm and support that thought. You know, I sang many hymns in our church, but we never used them that way. We would just sing verses 1 and 3 of this page, and then skip the chorus and sing first and last verse. We were in a church not too long ago down south, and me and my wife had to smile because they never sang anything but the first and last verse. I guess that's okay, because then maybe one year you can sing the second and third verse and it'll sound like old new songs to you, right? But we're used to singing all the words when we sing a song out of the book. And just sometimes you can't understand verse 2 unless you're saying verse 1. And so there's a reason for that. And then sometimes we'll just sing one verse or a chorus after someone gives a testimony, and as the Lord gives that to us. And I noticed that at camp, that, you know, these songs actually have meaning. And there's a song that goes along with the testimony. And kind of my ears perked up. And I got interested in these songs and paid attention to the words a little bit better. And I enjoyed that very much. And then the different people that would get up and testify. It's nice to be in a meeting where you just don't hear the preacher all the time, but that there are others that let God use them. Sometimes you get more out of something that one of the people in the congregation say than maybe what the preacher says, if that's how God chooses to speak to you that night. And so there was such variety, and I used to come to the meetings and I never knew what we were going to hear that night and what we were going to experience that night. And then I began to learn something about the presence of God. And these times of praise were glorious. I found that Jesus came to me when I opened my heart to him. And then I found that when we were quiet, that it wasn't just because nobody knew what to do, or we were waiting for someone to testify. We weren't waiting for the person, we were waiting on the Lord. That's different. And I had to learn some of those things, and I'm still wanting to learn them better. But I remember when I went home, it was a strange thing. When I got home, I felt homesick for camp. Now, how do you feel homesick for a place that you don't live? But I did. I felt a sadness in my heart when I got back home. Now, I had a happy home. Parents didn't abuse me. Good parents, provided well. But you know, it must have been that I began to meet Jesus in a way that I had never met him before. And I missed that presence of God. I felt the difference. When I left camp, I felt like I was missing something, someone. And you know, that was good for me, because that made me get in my room, get down on my knees, and say, Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I want to know you at home like I met you at camp. I want to learn to walk with you. And I don't know if I put it all in those words or if I knew how to, but I knew that there was something that I had experienced at camp that I wanted with me back home. And so the Lord used that desire to draw me to himself, to draw me away to spend time with him, to draw me to his word. Praise God. I guess it was last year we were on the way home and Kenny started crying on the way home. Somebody reminded me of that today. And we didn't know why he was crying. He said he was missed camp. He missed camp. Well, I don't know if he missed it the same way I did as a teenager. Maybe he missed the lake. But you know, I think that our children sense something of the presence of God here. We don't realize what it is. But when we leave, we feel like something's missing. But the wonderful thing about it is we don't have to leave everything here at camp. If we will pursue those desires when we get back home, if we'll give God time, if we'll lay aside distractions, if we'll spend time waiting on the Lord, and we'll find that Jesus will reveal himself to us right there. And that's good. I can have him at home. I can have him at work. I can know him at school or wherever I am. And so it's funny to think about being homesick for camp, but it's not homesick for camp, it's homesick for Jesus. And maybe lovesick is a better way of saying it. That's the term used in the Song of Solomon. Well, they say, actually, I'm sick of love, but it means lovesick. And it's good to be lovesick for Jesus, because that helps us to keep reaching out to him. Praise God. And so we ought to pray, Lord, don't let everything end here at camp, but put a desire in my heart for you that I can take home with me, that will help me to keep seeking you when I get back home. And then don't be so quick to turn on the TV again, and don't be so quick to turn on your music and fill your head with all distractions. God has freed you up from some of that while you've been here. Didn't think you could survive, right, without TV. But you did. You're still alive. And you've learned that there are other things in life, more precious things, more valuable things to enjoy, friendship and so on. And so don't be so quick to go back to old things. But keep free in the Lord and fill your life with Jesus. God will show you how to do that. Maybe it means getting out to church a little more than you do. Getting together with Christian friends. Getting together to pray, wait on God. Maybe it'd be good to keep singing these songs that we've learned at camp instead of forgetting them. You know, I don't know that every one of these songs is my favorite songs, but I find that the words are very precious, and that Jesus comes to me when I sing them to him. And that's what makes them precious to me. And so I just want to pass some of that on to you, because I know that was a help to me as a young person attending camp. And I realize how important it is that we desire him. Praise God. Lord, we pray that you'll set desire into all of our hearts for Jesus. Lord, you can't do everything that you want to do for us while we're here at camp. Lord, there's a lot more that you'll have in store for us. And Jesus, when we get back home, we know that you want to continue to work and continue to draw us to yourself and bring us into a lifestyle that is more conducive to living in the presence of God and serving God and being the blessing that he wants us to be. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll help all of us, young and old alike. Help us to free ourselves up from certain distractions and to make better use of our time sitting at the feet of Jesus, taking him into our lives in a more wonderful way. We pray this in your precious name, and we thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's continue to be free in God's presence tonight. Some of you haven't testified yet, and maybe you should. I don't know. The Lord knows. But you'll be going home soon, and we probably won't have time for everyone to testify in that last meeting. You know, we'll be having some table worships coming up in the mornings. And so take advantage of these opportunities to give God thanks, and be sure. It's the right thing to do. If somebody does something for you, it's always good to say thank you. Maybe you've done that in your heart, but don't be afraid to share the goodness of God with us so that we can thank him with you, and that's always better. Praise God. Amen.
Not for you.
by Jesus, I love thee.
It's in our hardcover books. 40. That could be all our testimony tonight. That could get us started. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
The Lord said, a mother may forget her child, but I will never forget you. Oh, praise God. Names have been engraven in his hands. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. That means everything. Jesus will never forget us. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, thank you for that song. That was a blessing. One of our favorite songs. We sang it as a family recently when we were down south. We went to a Baptist church. My aunt and uncle attend a Southern Baptist church, and I almost feel like you're in a Pentecostal church down there. A lot of shouting hallelujahs and all that. And so my uncle asked if our family could sing a song, and so we sang that song as we had been singing it in their home with them and enjoying it. And then afterwards the preacher preached. And boy, he spoke fast. We couldn't understand half of what he said. Literally, I could only understand about 30% of what he said. And he was loud, and with that strong Southern accent. And so I was carrying my son with me, and I went up to the front after the meeting, and I wanted to thank him for the 30% I could understand. And my son said, I want to talk to the preacher. Where's the preacher? And I said, this man is the man that preached. I want to tell you something. Got me interested. He said, you preached too loud. You were yelling and yelling and yelling. Oh, brother. He didn't mean it unkindly. He just, he doesn't like loud noises. And this fella wasn't his cup of tea. Anyway, I told Kenny, you know, when people love Jesus, they get excited and they speak loud. And then, you know, Kenny agreed with me, and the preacher told me, I did that to keep you awake, young man, and so on. So it all worked out okay in the end. But, boy, I didn't expect that. Full of surprises. As a matter of fact, tonight, before meeting, he gave me a little itinerary. Two songs, one prayer. One song, the waitresses sing, one verse, one talk. I don't know if I'm following. I'm on schedule, but I'll try to end early tonight so everyone can be happy. I know that our young people have been working very hard, and I don't want to keep you too long. It's better to end a little early sometimes, and then wait on the Lord a little bit before you get to bed. And let's see if we can do that tonight.